Attorney at County Law, Karen Cotty, with us this morning at 7:51 because Dr. Eileen Marty had a class, so she was with us earlier. Thanks for switching, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk first about what everybody's talking about, the Gabby Petito case, and it's taken on some really interesting twists, including social media just blowing up over this. Can social media actually help solve crimes like this, or do they make it more difficult?
I think it's a little of both, but, you know, I don't know if you tune into these podcasts that are going on all over, but these young journalists are starting missing persons podcasts, and they set up websites, and they offer tips, and they get money together for reward money, and it's amazing they're solving crimes, or at least getting the crimes closer to being solved, and I think it really can help. I think people, when they can give anonymous tips and can add into the mix, I think it helps. It does present to the police officers, of course, more leads to go down the road on, but I think the attention to this case has helped solve it for sure.
Finding the body can also help in an investigation like this because there are clues as to just what exactly happened and how Gabby Petito died, correct?
Right, and some news outlets are reporting the coroner did report it as a homicide. We don't know the cause of death, but to me there are three issues here, right? We have either the accidental death where she fell, some sort of suicide, or some sort of homicide, and whether it was self-defense or it was intentional murder, again, those are two other options. So I think the cause of death and how she died is going to be really important. Was she hidden? Was she buried? You know, did someone do this to her? Can you tell from the evidence? I think that's going to be very, very important in whether or not Brian Laundrie gets charged with this crime.
When people close to this stay quiet, it kind of raises suspicion. But will lawyers sometimes advise folks who are 100% innocent to be quiet?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, it all looks terrible that he's not, Brian, first of all, wasn't cooperating from the beginning and now he's missing. But, you know, you do understand that the person who gets focused on is usually the significant other, the spouse or the boyfriend. So, you know, you understand why a lawyer would say, don't say anything, don't cooperate. I would probably have told him to at least say, where was the last time you saw her, and give whatever identifying information was necessary to maybe find her. And I certainly would have told my client to flee, because that can be used as evidence if he ever gets charged to show that he was guilty. And, you know, what kind of person runs away and is not found, you know, after something like this happened.
We mentioned this morning the lawsuit that Donald Trump has filed against his niece, Mary Trump, in the New York Times, stemming from news articles about the former president's taxes and finances. Does he have a case here, do you think?
You know, I don't think he has any case at all against the New York Times. I mean, the New York Times is just doing what it does, which is aggressive reporting, trying to get information that has been withheld. The issue with Mary Trump, she supposedly signed a release when she received inheritance proceeds from, I believe, her grandfather, which was Donald Trump's father. And I imagine that she released all rights to any information that she had during that litigation. And if she violated that, you know, he could win that case. Again, we don't know what the release says. We don't know exactly what she released. So it remains to be seen. I think Donald Trump doesn't like to hear things negative about him, and this is his way of handling it,
I guess. Finally, what's next in the R. Kelly case?
You know, I think we're going to have closing arguments today. The prosecution rested a little while ago, and yesterday was a day that Kelly brought some of his witnesses who were not very compelling at all, including a police officer who was one of his bodyguards, who actually was a felon, so he didn't have a lot of credibility. But I think it's going to wrap up, and we're going to have closing arguments, and probably it will go to the jury sometime this week, maybe with a verdict late this week or early next week.
Karen Cotty, attorney at County Law. Thanks as always, Karen. You have a good day.
You too, Bob.